now Chris Moyles is preparing to go the distance for charity once again, this time from the warmth and comfort of the Radio 1 studio.
It's not, there's no comfort in the Radio 1 studio.
I know, I've been in there. We've both been in there.
Yeah, well, not enough though, Philip. He's not getting up early in the morning, is he?
So tell me what you're actually doing, because this is a record that was set already with 99 by Simon Mayo, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he clocked up 37 hours.
37
in the
hours.
DJ booth.
For Comic Relief, for the longest Radio 1 show. I think it was the longest radio show ever at that point. And then some people broke it like a week later and they went, ha-ha, I beat that. And Simon went, no, I can't be bothered.
No, I've done
so it. So we want to try and break Radio 1's longest ever show.
Yes.
I've actually got, because I was looking this morning through Google.
Can you see that without your glasses, love?
Of course I can. I've had my eyes lasered.
You need glasses now.
I've got eyes like a falcon.
He's had lasers.
What I can't do, though, is stop my phone twisting around. Here we
go. Brilliant.
I'm going sideways. So,
are we on now?
There was, apparently, this was a world record set by a guy called Johnny Walker, not our famous Johnny Walker here, at WVAG, or it might have been UAG in North Carolina.
No,
it must be UAG.
That's a radio station we'd all listen to.
How do I get in there?
So, in North Carolina, in August 2007, he did 175 hours.
Well, there was a rumour, and this is absolutely not confirmed by anyone, but I got a rumour the other day that one of the guys who's attempted or broke one of the records is now dead. So I'm quite happy doing 37 hours in a minute, beating Simon's and then going. But the idea is to try and push on and do as long as we can.
So you could potentially be there for as long as you can do it, you'll be there.
Yeah, but I don't work weekends, so, I mean, I've got to be done by Friday night. But, yeah, the idea is to break the record and then 37 hours, and then push to 40, and then Allard, who produced the show, is saying, well, if you push through to Thursday night, you may as well go through the Friday morning. So there is a chance that we might just push
all
the way
through. You will. I know you will.
We should point out at this stage that on the show this morning, you've sent other people in here with secret
words. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot, right? Yeah.
You forgot, did you?
No, yeah. Oh, did
so
I?
You haven't done
I don't
it
know.
Yet.
So I've got to shoehorn
we'll just,
a word
we'll just explain.
Into
have a look at this. This is if you've missed what he does, then this is what we do. What we do is Chris will set someone a task in the morning on his show on Radio 1 to try and get a shoehorn a word into our show. Here.
Correct.
Thank you very much. We will keep watching.
Right. Congratulations on your Soap Award nomination.
I know. I'm here to badger people to vote. Welcome back, still.
Dave Alenia.
Hang on 1 minute.
Come back.
Explain yourself.
We knew you had a dare, but you didn't do it.
Chris Moyles Day, I'm so sorry. You were probably prompting me as well, which is highly embarrassing, but I was late, so I owe them this much.
So Chris Moyles
has
dared
created,
you
yes.
to say that word on this
Babylonia.
Show.
Babylonia. There you go.
So
there's
morning.
A word I'm going to say during the course of this interview, and if you don't get it, then you're going to cough some money up for Comic Relief for our kitty.
For
and
sure.
If you do get it, then I'll stick the money in.
And is this a random word we're likely to spot?
Oh, God, yeah.
It can't be like it or at.
No, monkeys. It's just any random word.
Is
that,
it monkeys?
Is that your guess?
Well, no. Do we get one each?
You get as many as you want, but it'll cost you for the... It's for the kiddies. It's for the
All right,
the
well, I'm going to say monkeys is your
All right.
word.
OK, well, that'll be £50.
All right.
And yours is 100 for every guest, Philip.
Oh.
Well, we live in... because Holly's saving for, like,
for baby
things. Okay. I want my child to be properly looked after as well, so don't take the money away.
So we'll be on the lookout for this word, then.
Yeah.
You are
very handsome.
What you are.
Thank you.
Lovely, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other people's shows throughout the rest of the day?
Right,
you just shove them out the way.
No. So they're all going to be on. So it's going to be Radio 1's longest ever show with Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave. And then at 10 o'clock, it'll be Radio 1's longest ever show with Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, and Fern Cotton. And then it'll be Anne Greg James or Anne Scott Mills. So everyone, they'll all come in
so
with us.
What's going to happen when it comes to sort of like the evening nighttime shows when the music they play is a little bit more specialist?
I love all that specialist stuff.
Yes. Mm.
And I'll be honest, there's DJs that I've never really heard of that I'll be working with that are running the night times and stuff, like Benji B and Triple J and all them people with letters as their surnames. So I'll be doing the shows with them. So they'll be playing the music and telling us about it, and me and Dave
you
will
might
be
learn
chipping
something.
In. Do you know what? I'm genuinely, all jokes aside, looking forward to it. I get to work with Mr. Jam. I mean, you know, that alone, just working with somebody called Mr. Jam's got to be fun, right?
And Annie Nightingale.
Well, if we get through Thursday night to early Friday morning, Annie will be on, and I'd love that. That would be... Because Annie's a legend, and also crackers, so...
Shares my birthday as well.
Does she? I thought you two were the same age as well. I knew it. Scoff, you big fibber.
April
and people
first,
can watch it on the red button on the. If they flick over, then they can watch it on the red button or on the website. So we're in we're on camera all the time
you,
and on the radio.
You, because when I've come into the radio session, you stand up, don't you, behind the desk?
Yes, I
you
do.
You have a seat, but you said, so are you planning on sitting down and being a bit more relaxed?
I'll stand up for as much as I can, but if I get tired, I might sit down for a little bit. If I get too exhausted, then I might sit down for a while. But I'm hopefully going to stand up, because then it kind of keeps me awake. It's more energy when you stood up.
But you know, what about, like, food and stuff? Are you just going to eat loads of sugar and just...
No, because you crash on the other side. This is so boring, but it's like...
It's
not. No, but you've got to try and... keep a steady constant.
Yeah.
So if you have too much caffeine, you'll perk up, but then you will crash the other side.
Unless you just keep going.
Yeah, so fruit and nuts and little tiny snacks and not too much sugar. And I'm going to be having protein shakes and water and stuff like that, sushi, whatever. So you don't kind of have a big rush, a sugar rush, and then come down the other side.
Is that the word? I'm going for sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That cost me £100.
I think he still hasn't said it.
Has that cost me £100? Or was it sushi?
Well, I've got the word written down in this envelope, as you requested.
Yeah.
So at the end of the interview, I'll show it to you.
Okay. And we've got something for you here. Terry Wogan was in. Sir Terry was in.
God love him. I saw him earlier.
He's recorded something for you. I'll put this very close to my my chest here. There you go. And you can listen to what he said. Do try and stay awake. You never know, there might be somebody
God
listening.
God love me. He's losing it a bit in and out. But no, thank you. That's very sweet.
So
do
you
love
can,
Terry.
You can play those. And we've also got a stay awake kit for you here as well.
There's brilliant, which is all the sugary things that
you're not actually... Well, we
I'm
bought
like
this
a
without realising.
You should take this. This might be your emergency, like, break into it in an emergency. Like, for that last hour when it doesn't matter if you
I
crash.
Tell you what, it'll absolutely get used in the middle of the night when I'm,
you've got to have
shattered.
A bit of fun while you're doing it.
Yeah, I will do.
And what
can
about...
I just say, the look on Philip's face is so not paying attention to this interview. He's trying to listen to me saying
well,
certain words.
Shattered. You said shattered then. And I
didn't
know whether to go for risk another £100 and go for shattered.
Oh, the contraflagrations, this whole thing are mental, aren't they? So,
not a chance, it's that one.
And, have you been watching Dancing on Ice, or have you just decided that you're going
to
sell it?
I've got to say, Holly, I'll be honest. You know, no offence to Good Sales, but that show's dead to me since they got rid of Dave. Since that Muppet on The Judge with a wig, voted him off.
Not necessarily a wig, mate.
Oh, weave, whatever they call it, Philip. I don't know. I'm not of that age, and neither are you, for the way you start to get that vein about yourself that you need to cover your hair up with a hat. But, but no, I watched. I did watch on Sunday. I thought Nicole, Dave's daughter, was the highlight of the show. I've got to be honest,
she was brilliant with her wave.
So cute.
Just lovely. We've got about 25 seconds to go, so
okay.
Off you go.
So what word do you think it is?
Monkeys. I think it's sushi.
Sushi?
Monkeys?
Monkeys. You're going to absolutely kick yourself as well.
I bet it's Phil.
What? So, no, I had to shoehorn the word.
Shoehorn!
Oh!
Boom!
Well man, done,
we've just saved Africa!
It.
Yay!
we'll definitely cough up, and we'll be listening tomorrow
yes,
when it all
luck.
Starts. Good
luck,
mate.
Thank you very
best
much.
Of luck.
Thank you. Please
We're back
tune
tomorrow.
In.
Anton Decker here, and as well as Adele Silva.
Bye now.
Tomorrow.
Bye.